It's a compelling series looking at the lives of First Coast residents who've taken a completely new direction, sometimes much later in life. Closing the Loop airs regularly here on 89.9. Host and producer Warren Miller is celebrating a milestone, his 100th episode. As lives change, Warren brings their amazing stories to our airwaves, and he joins us now with more about Closing the Loop. Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
And congratulations.
Thank
100
you.
Episodes.
100 episodes.
Now, you came to us with this idea a couple years ago. What prompted you to decide you wanted to work on this?
Well, I've been a commentator on public radio for a lot of years, but I wanted to get into more storytelling. That's what I love to do. And I guess the models for this were Studs Terkel has done interviews, even the writers, Federal Writers Project in the Depression. The idea originally was to see how were people coping with the recession and jobs. But very quickly, it became a much bigger thing of how people were coping with change. That is the one thing that's constant. Everybody is coping with change.
That's right. People, and it's often so unexpected.
Yes.
And you found some amazing stories. How have you found people to participate in this? How do the stories come to you?
Well, at the beginning, it was the people that I knew. I'd been in Jacksonville for 10 years at that point. I just knew a lot of people. It was friends, people I knew, and then the people that they referred. There's no shortage. I mean, in the Naked City 50 years ago, there's 8 million stories in the Naked City. Or there's 800,000 stories in Jacksonville.
Sure. And as the series has caught on, I'm sure people now give you ideas.
They come
to you with ideas.
They do. And there's an email address, closingtheloop@hotmail.com. So I'm getting suggestions.
What are some of your favorite ones?
Well, unfortunately, there's only one person who's passed away since I've done it, and that's Jose Lantigua, who was a Marine who thought he joined the Marines because you're a Marine for life. Well, he became an officer, and in a reduction of service, he had to go. He joined IBM because they had never laid off anybody, but they sold his division to Fidelity, which is how he came to Jacksonville, and then his wife died suddenly. He wanted to find some sort of an organization that he wouldn't, that he could hang on to, and it became Circle K Furniture. He bought it. It was the size of a unit, and unfortunately, he died a year or so ago.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That's one of my favorites.
But that's a good one, sure. And do you find that when people talk about the unexpected turns their lives have taken, that they look back on all of the hardship, and they feel that it seems that most of the people you talk with, they're happier in their new life than they were in their old life, even if they didn't want the change to happen?
Yes, and that's one of the things that people have told me, that the stories are very hopeful. And I hadn't thought about it. It wasn't intentional. But look, if we're still alive, there's always hope. And the resilience of people is absolutely inspiring to me.
Now, you've gotten 100 episodes in the can. We air them during the weekday mornings here on 89.9 FM. What are your plans to continue with this series?
Well, like I said, there is no shortage of stories. I want to ask a little better questions and get a little deeper insight into people as to how personally it's affecting them. I think I'm getting better at editing this, and I get a lot of help from people here at the station. But I want to explore a little more, and I will say, I guess as a news thing, that I want to get a little more into the transition of getting older and into death. Because that's something that everybody's facing. Doesn't matter how old you are.
Well, in the meantime, we so are appreciating your efforts, and we're proud to air this series. Congratulations on 100 episodes of Closing the Loop. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
And if you have an idea for Warren Miller, email him at closingtheloop@hotmail.com.